The Great Create. Welcome to your September issue of Review. I hope you've enjoyed your summer, despite the extreme weather we've been having. As I write, my garden is still brown and wilting, and I never thought I could feel so happy about the prospect of rain. What with droughts, floods, war, and the spiralling cost of living, it feels like there's no end of things to worry about these days. That's why in this issue, we explore the amazingly positive benefits of being creative and how immersing yourself in a project, whatever it is, and making something of your own from the heart can be the best de-stressor, especially in these troubled times. So, in order to help you get the old creative juices flowing, we've asked three members to show off their extraordinary creative talents. Sean spends his time building and painting tiny wargaming figures with the help of equipment he's received from the charity. Meanwhile, 89-year-old member Gerald talks about his passion for the environment and the stunning eco-garden he's created over 60 years. And then there's Bill, whose wonderful tales of growing up in wartime Hull you will have read in the Review. He shares the fascinating story of how his memoir came to be, and we also publish the final instalment. If these members inspire you, but you don't know where to start with your own project, one really simple way to get going is to take part in our National Creative Project. The project is 2 years old this month and still going strong. Many members have told me how the activities help to focus the mind and provide a sense of purpose. To mark the anniversary, we shall look at how the project is going and, as always, share details of the arts and crafts activities. Enjoy. And that was Liz Miller, the editor.